भद्रं कर्णेभि
ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभि
शृणुयाम देवाः
शृणुयाम देवाः
भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्
भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्
यजत्राः
यजत्राः
स्थिरैरङ्गैः
स्थिरैरङ्गैः
सुष्टुवान्
सुष्टुवान्
स्वस्थनोभिः
स्वस्थनोभिः
विषेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्रश्रवाः
स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्रश्रवाः
स्वस्ति न पूषा विश्ववेदाः
स्वस्ति न पूषा विश्ववेदाः
स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः
स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः
स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु
स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः Badram, Badram means stability. Everyone must get the stability in aspiring to get the stability. We are aspiring for a permanent job. We are aspiring for permanency, permanent income and everywhere security. everyone is aspiring. This is a security mantra. Security mantra. Badra means security. You become insecure when you start thinking ordinary. When you start thinking mediocre, you become insecure. When you start thinking about the most secure, one who can give the security, the ultimate security, when you start thinking about that one, you feel secure within. Whole day if I'm thinking ordinary things, silly things and worrying things, always watching the news. News is nothing but it's scary things, nothing positive, only the negative. Seeing that one, we feel helpless. Life is... we start losing the confidence only if you start... Look at the news media across the world. It's the because it's sensational for the news media to get their TRP, to get the viewership. Only the negativity, they get the prime time. It is this shloka is talking about you must think about the most secure. The when you start thinking about the positive, secure, most secure, one who is the ultimate security for us. When you start thinking about that one, you start feeling confident in your life, helps you to overcome your anxiety and stress problem also. It is talking about Badram Karnebhi. Use your ears for hearing the secure things, positive things. That gives confidence in your life. Connect to one who is positive. Badram Karnebhi Shrunuyama Devaha Badram Pashyemakshabir Yajatraha. Also, see the may my eyes be utilized for seeing great things. We are using the eyes instead of watching all the TV serials. With our eyes, may we see the beautiful part of the world. May we go on pilgrimage. For example, we are going to Himalayas. Such a beautiful place. You forget about yourself. Your mind gets naturally get elevated. May our limbs to do that one, to hear and see not enough. May our limbs also be strong. May be strong, and that is meaning the old age is inevitable. May I not postpone things to do good things till I become old and infirm. When the limbs are strong and healthy, may I go to a teacher, go to a good place, go travel around. for hearing good things. Not to wait till you retire when limbs have failed. So, stirai angaihi angas, limbs have become very weak. How can I can't hear also properly. And my eyes, I can't see properly. It is talking about secure the most, acquire the most stable, positive things when you are young, healthy, youthful, bubbling with energy. Not to postpone till you become retired, thinking that after retiring, when I have a lot of money, I will do. That is just a myth. You do it now. It is saying that if you want to have security in the later part of your life, invest when you are young. Not you investing after retiring. If you want a security in the later part, when you are young, invest on that one. And for that one, sing praise of the lofty people, praise of the gods. May they allocate you long, healthy health and long life. Be grateful for the divine people for allocating you good health and long life. And Sthirain, Swastina Indro Vridrashravaha, Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha, Swastina Starksh Arishtanemihi. May I find security in my wakeful state. May I find security in the dream, in the deep sleep. And in the fourth one, through this security, the security, I should use that one as a springboard to raise myself to the freedom. Freedom for good. I should utilize this opportunity to spring. Use this health, good eyesight, good hearing as a springboard to elevate myself to the place I need not have to come back again. May I elevate myself, that is called as the Turiya. May I experience that one. And this is the introductory from Mundaka Upanishad. It's a third in the series I'm doing Mundaka Upanishad. And to begin with, ask me a question. If you have any question, we will touch upon that one before moving forward. Now I will open the platform. Anyone has any questions on the topics I raised on the Sundays or the Bhagavad Gita class or the last week? If you have any questions, please you can raise your hand. Otherwise, we will move on to the Upanishad. Anyone has any questions, comments, which your children would have asked, you don't know the answer? Anyone? And
Guruji, I had one, it's very generic one actually. The yoga, we do the physical yoga, we do, right? What dimension of, or what category of the main yogas does it fall under?
Here we talked about sthirai angaihi. It's a body, sharira madhyam kalu dharma sadhanam. You need sharira madhya. Through the physical body alone, you can discharge all your obligations. You need the physical and sthirai angaihi, limbs, the asanas, what we are doing, making sure that your limbs are good so that you can achieve whatever you want to set out to do in your life. For that, health is important, limbs are important, limbs are the container, limbs are like chariot, limbs are like a vehicle. You need a healthy vehicle, strong vehicle, reliable vehicle. It is the Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga talks about the body part. Hatha Yoga talks about mind also. You can call it as Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga Pradipika talks about how to look after the body. Garanda Samhita talks about how to look after the body. Shiva Samhita talks about how to look after the body. Bhagavad Gita talks about. And it is a Prathama pada, it's a looking after the body, is one dimension of all yogas. It's a yoga has many dimensions. One of the limbs is body. Anyone comment?
She's asking how type, like Hatha Yoga. People ask what yoga do you teach?
No. Is it you are asking about our type or general?
It was general, but it was also like good to know.
Ours is, you can call it as a divinity in yoga, synthesizing Hatha Yoga and Vedanta and spirituality and yoga together. In the olden times, still it is quite common. Many places, Rishikesh, they offer 500 hours yoga, 300 hours yoga. Many yoga schools across the world, they only focus on the physical dimension. But what you are learning here under me, you are physical part, mental part, breathing and spiritual part. All three dimensions are Sarvatomukha Yoga. It's all dimensions you are learning. And who is that? Christina. Yeah.
Guruji.
Ramachandra was first.
Yeah. Yes, Christina.
So, we went to Buddha temple and I saw a Buddha sitting in Siddhasana.
Okay, good.
Then half lotus pose or something different.
Yeah, it is a Siddhasana, whatever comfortable. Yeah, he sat in that one. Good, you could able to recognize that one.
Yeah, but is Siddhasana also in English called half lotus pose?
Yeah, yes, that's right. Yeah, it's not a half lotus. Half lotus is called as Ardha Padmasana. Siddhasana is a Siddhasana. Okay, Siddhasana is called as perfect posture. Siddhasana is another name in English. It's a perfected posture. Okay, yeah. Yes, Krishna. Yeah.
Good evening, Guruji. The question is, you told that it's good to concentrate on something positive during the day. During the day, I have like plenty of time when I am doing the work that doesn't need like thinking, proper thinking. So it's like more. Is it possible to repeat mantra? Because I heard that, for example, Gayatri mantra has to be repeated only in proper place with proper mindset and everything. So it's not allowed to do it just at regular practice during doing something. Activities
that are not like in
meditation.
What about other mantras?
So, for example, to learn this one that I struggled to learn for 2 weeks, is it possible to do while doing cooking or cleaning?
No, that is always, Bhagavad Gita says, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mamanasmara. Always think in your old age, your yes care, your working. Not positive that inmates, elderly people, frustrated, disappointed, dejected, they may be screaming at you, and as you said, many of your chores have become monotonous. So thinking the positive vibe, repeating the mantra. I told japa, when you start doing it becomes ajapa japa. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Even Gayatri mantra also, mentally you can do that one. When you start saying that one, your energy, cell structure, generally that I showed in one of the retreats in the long time back, water, you start swearing at the water energy is very negative. When you start chanting the mantra in front of the water, I showed how the energy has become positive. When you start doing the positive, instead of yelling and screaming at your elderly people mantra, you start radiating positive energy. Your presence itself becomes a positive impact on the residents. So, your mantra, positive thinking, it's a great contribution to the residents. Repeat that one. Your presence, you start radiating positive aura. You do that one. Or other token, you would have observed if one of the caregivers is always negative and screaming and yelling around that person wherever she goes, the residents become more and more disturbed. You make an experiment on yourself. Maybe in one of the next retreat, I will show you even water, how water molecules, they respond to your energy. When water can respond, why not humans? Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I heard somewhere it's not easy to reach the God in Kalinga compared to Treta Yuga. We can't do any yajna, yaga, anything. It's easy to continue with the easy to reach the God with the Nama Japa, like any Rama Nama, anything.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. After hearing, listening your interview, I got one idea, Guruji. Garbha Samskara. That one, why can't we do any workshop or any bhajan, like weekly ones for the pregnant ladies after constructing the yoga mandir? Just I got an idea. Just I want
no,
to
thank you. Thing. Yeah, thank you. Definitely, when we have our own place, we can do monthly workshop and those things so that we can contribute to the wellness of the community in various ways. Definitely, we can do that one. Yeah. Any more comments? If not, we will. Anyone? And if not, we will start on Mundaka Upanishad. It is part of Atharva Veda. Atharva Veda has three Upanishad. This runs like a mantra. This is divided into three sections. And second and third sections have subsections. It goes like a mantra. The first chapter, it is talking about higher knowledge and lower knowledge. What is higher and lower knowledge? And in the second chapter, it is focused on only if you get focused on the lower knowledge, what is the outcome? In the third chapter, it is talking about the higher knowledge part, higher knowledge. In the fourth chapter, it is in the third chapter, it is talking about devotion. When you know the third greatness of the higher, the para, the higher knowledge, devotion naturally comes. And in the last section, it is talking about realization. How is the realization, sadhana and realization? This chapter moves systematically, succinctly. It is a ready handbook for keen student. It addresses, we need both inferior knowledge and superior knowledge. We need both because we sustain ourselves through inferior knowledge. Inferior, why inferior? Because it is subject to change. Higher knowledge, superior one, it is not subject to change. That is why it is called a superior. Superior knowledge, not subject to change, not conditioned by the time, whereas the inferior one, the rules, whatever rules my grandfather's generation had, now the rules would have changed. Government keeps on changing, Indian government, our so-called intellectual Rahul Gandhi talks about constitution. Even constitution is not set in stone. Constitution have to change according to the changing situation. Whatever constitution was written thousands of years. That is the beauty of our the Shastras, the eternal knowledge in the changing time. You have to modify the Manusmriti also talks about. Some of the rules you had to modify according to the requirement. For example, other religion, Islam maybe, it's written 1400 years back. They want to apply the same rule 1400 years back. Things have changed. You can't apply the same rule now. You have to modify according to the application need so that it becomes versatile. That is our Sanatana Dharma. Even constitution, what Rahul Gandhi is talking about, it is written 75 years back. Now, things have changed. Yes, it has to be modified. I can't say, holding my yellow book, red book, this is the ultimate. Constitution also had to change when things are changing. It has to be modified so that it becomes very vibrant. Vibrant, otherwise it becomes an outdated constitution, not at all practical. It becomes like a 1400-1500 year old religion. It is outdated, not practical. Only what is holding me in that religion is fear. I don't want to get rotten in the hell, the fear. Because of fear, it is driving me. It is driving me, and some politicians, they want to utilize that one, the unchanging. That is apara. Apara is, yes, keep on changing, and para is changeless. Here, in the first shloka, in the Mundaka Upanishad, in the first chapter, talks about Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhuva Vishwasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta Sa Brahma Vidya Sarva Vidya Pratishta Atharva Jeshta Putra Praha. He talks about the God Brahma. Brahma means the God, the Supreme God. We can call him as Krishna. First, he told this Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, to Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma. Chaturmukha Brahma, he taught this one to his eldest son, one of the children, Atharva. Atharva, he taught this one to Atharva Rishi. Atharva Rishi, and in Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, Sri Krishna starts with the same shloka, same verse. He talks about Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavanaham Avyayam Vivasvan Manave Praha Manurikshvakave Bravet. I taught this one, this ancient science, Bhagavad Gita. Shri Krishna says, I am not teaching Bhagavad Gita for you. This is not the first time. I taught this one to, earlier I talked to Sun. Sun has Vyasvate Yogam, Prokta Vanahav, eternal. And Sun has taught this one to Manu. And Manu Ikshvaku. From Manu, it has come to Ikshvaku dynasty. From there, it has come down. So, this first loka of Atharva also talks about, it has come from the Supreme Lord. From there, it has gone to Brahma, Brahmasa to Atharva. Atharva. So, our Shastras are talking about, there should be a lineage. Without a lineage, it is not a figment of imagination. Like Guru Shishya Parampara is important. This flow, it should flow from one person to another. You can't say, out of blue I was sleeping and I woke up and I came out with this one. This is the ultimate. the Guru Shishya Parampara, that is our Shastra, is built upon. Ganga, river of Ganga, Himalayan Ganga must flow incessantly because of, is flowing because of this concept. And the second one, second shloka, here in this today I was working on comparing Bhagavad Gita and this Upanishad. I picked up some similarities. Next shloka also conveys the same message. Atharvano yam pravadeta brahma brahmartavam brahma atharvam tam purovacha angire brahma vidyam sa bharadvajaya satyavahaya praha bharadvajo angiraso paravaram. It is talking about from Atharva. Atharva, it has gone into this Brahmavarta. It has gone into Atharva. He talked this one to Angira. Angira taught this one to the Bharadvaja, Bharadvaja Rishi. Bharadvaja Rishi. From Bharadvaja Rishi, Bharadvaja's son in that family, Angirasa. Angirasa, he picked up from Angirasa Gotra. That lineage, how it has moved from lineage down, how it has come down, this Upanishad talks about. From this Upanishad, Angirasa Rishi, Shaunaka, keen student, a householder. Householder, ambitious to learn, he approached Angirasa with humility. He went and said, respected sir, please tell me, knowing which everything is known. So much to learn. I have to learn software. I have to learn a new programming. Carpentry is there. Cooking is there. Gardening is there. Smithy is there. Painting is there. So many sciences. Arts are there. Dance, music. So many things. I want to learn one thing. Having learnt, my quest for all learning is fulfilled. If I learn dance, for example, if I may be a master, I have done my arangyatram, but somebody asked me to do something else, painting, I will say, sorry, that is not my field. This is this person, he's saying that I'm on a short shelf life. I don't want to keep on learning, which is going to nowhere. In New Zealand, one person, he was in 70s, he enrolled for PhD program in English literature. We don't know what we want to do. At the age of 70 also, I want to learn English literature, or I want to do some another course. What is that, having learnt everything, the one experiences the completeness? It is a general question Shaunaka asked on everyone's behalf. We are so busy learning so many things, having learnt with everything, everything is learnt. Kasmino bhavati vijnate sarvavidam idam vijnatam bhavati iti. Having learnt, everything is learnt, please tell me. For that Angirasa says, dve vidye veditavye itihasma yad brahma vidho vadanti para chaiva aparo cha. The knowers, the realized people, they say the knowledge is of two categories. One is changing and another is changeless. Para means changeless. apara means not highest. Highest and second one is not highest. Two types of vidya, and what is the course material for highest and not so highest? He says textbook is the same. Textbook is the same, and as you, it is the textbook is the same means it is telling us for a person of a ordinary intellect get settled for completing the graduation and earning a livelihood, some dollars for ordinary intellect. But for a person seeking the highest, learning is not finished. That part, after completing livelihood, making earning some dollar, yes, I learned the changing, but that platform I should not end. Contemplate further. For example, Einstein was a great rishi. For him, even the physics, he was seeing the divinity in that one. He was seeing the divine expression. He was seeing the divine, and he was relating many of his experiences with what was mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. For that Ramanujam, I mentioned Ramanujam story. For Ramanujam, he was saying that for me, a great formula is meaningless unless a thought of God comes to me. For him, the material science, he has elevated that went to spiritual science. Ramanujam, for him, the any great unique formula, whatever, even his formulas are a riddle now also, he says even a thought of a great formula has no meaning unless a thought of God is there in that one. So material science, not to stay with that one. We, after getting a good salary and buying a house and a car, property, we think our learning is done. Now, I studied so hard to get to there. Now, what I am doing, dissipating everything. Come Christmas holiday, on a holiday, no learning, no soul enrichment, only expanding. It is saying that having acquired that one, now see the divinity, how Einstein saw, how Ramanujam saw, how Thomas Edison saw, great scientist, how they saw. Even Abdul Kalam, rocket scientist, he was seeing, even his missile man, he was seeing the divinity in every work. The how great people, they are not stopping, they are continuing. That is what this Upanishad talks about. Tatra para Rigvedo, Yajurveda, Samavedo, Atharva Vedaha, Shiksha Kalpo, Vyakaranam, Niruktam Chando, Jyotishamiti, Ata Para, Yaya Tadakshara, Adigamyate. It's the same text. For example, I at the beginning I told yoga, everywhere yoga is there, they do it as a material. For me, the every asana, every yoga, every talk, unless a thought of God is there for me, bending and twisting has no meaning. No meaning. I want to elevate that one from apara to para. That is the speciality of this one. Otherwise, how long you can keep on bending and twisting if there is no the thought of the divinity? Divinity in yoga, this Upanishad. Upanishad talks about you need para and apara, you have to elevate yourself. Then only there is a meaning in life, then only meaning in your learning. Whatever you are learning, try to elevate that one. How can you see the spark of divinity? Then only you can make a difference, you can live beyond your shelf life. Otherwise, only if you are working on the packaging, packaging will soon drop off. it is talking about elevate Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda, all Vedas, all textbooks are the same textbook. But how you see that one, elevate that one to the spiritual science. Material science and spiritual science have the same text. For example, Gayatri Mantra, Krishna was saying that Gayatri Mantra, it is a prayer saying that may we all have an illumined intellect. That is a prayer. But Brahma Shiro Astra, in the warfare, in the earlier times, they learned to say the mantra of Gayatri in a reverse order. When they mastered that one, that became a Brahmastra. Brahmastra, Gayatri mantra in a reverse order, in particular meter, when it is told, it becomes a Brahmastra. Brahmastra, so spiritual as well as material. Material science and talking about paravidya tatra para yadada adreshya agrahya agotra avarna achakshu shrotram tad panipadam nityam vibhum sarvagatam sushukshmam tadavyayam yad bhuta yonim paripashyanti dhiraha. The changeless one, it is talking about, it is beyond your sense perception. Your eyes, ears can see only the gross things. To see the highest, these gross cannot see the subtle. Gross can see only the gross. It is talking about paravidya. You cannot see with your senses, but you can feel. It is in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about the same in the 8th chapter. Kavim Purana Manushasitara Anoraniyam Manasmaredyaham Sarvasya Data Achintya Rupam Aditya Varna Tamasa Parastat. In the 8th chapter, Sri Krishna says, it is beyond your, it is most ancient. Purana means Pura Api Nava, it is most ancient. Purana Anushasitara, it is the fundamentals, smaller than an atom, supporter of everything, beyond the realm of mind, it's a color. Beyond that gives the color to the sunlight also, beyond all darkness. It is the paravidya. Paravidya, you can, somebody was saying, I want to see the God, show me. For that, a wise person said, if you ask me to show me a cow, I can hold on to the horn and say, this is the cow. But God, I can't say, this is God. This is God, it says, it's beyond the perception. And so, God is not there. Are you saying God is not there? And the teacher says, now it's a daytime, Melbourne still light is there. Somebody says, there are no stars. I can't see the stars in the broad daylight. Teacher will say, you have to wait to see the star. For a person is asking, show me the God, like in the day broad light, if somebody says, show me the star, I can't show, I will say, you have to wait. Show me the God, you have to wait to experience. It is not like getting onto the horn to show this is the one. How to do that one, to Shaunaka, Angirasa says, तपसा चीयते ब्रह्मा ततो अन्ना अन्नम अभिजायते अन्नात् प्राणो मनः सत्यम लोका कर्मसु चामृतम. इन भगवद्गीता श्री कृष्णा टॉक्स अबाउट इन द थर्ड चैप्टर सेम कॉन्सेप्ट. अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यात् अन्न संभवः यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो यज्ञः कर्म समुद्भवः. हौ वन रियलाइजेस द गॉड, इट इज सेइंग दैट एक्सपीरियंस थ्रू द तपस. यू सेड वेट वेट, हौ यू हैव टू डू द तपस टू एक्सपीरियंस. डू द तपस तपस थ्रू द तपस द विथ द एनर्जी द इट इज अन्नाद् भवन्ति पर्जन्यो, द लाइक फूड इज प्रोड्यूस्ड बाय वाटर रेन. बिकॉज ऑफ द रेन वी आर गेटिंग ग्रेन्स एंड फूड ऑन द टेबल. पर्जन्यात् अन्न संभवः यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो. द पर्जन्य द थ्रू द यज्ञास सैक्रिफाइसेस सैक्रिफाइसेस रेन कम्स. For example, in India, it's common, if any place there is no rain, they say, tell the Virata Parva of Mahabharata. When you say the Virata Parva, invariably rain comes. I will talk about that one on Saturday. Virata Parva, when you say, invariably. It is that has that much of energy. Where good people are there, it is said around them, there is samriddhi is there. When negative people, only selfish people around, living becomes horrible. Everyone is so selfish and living becomes impossible. It is talking about the life is sustained on sacrifice. Life is sustained on sacrifice. If everyone becomes greedy, life cannot be sustainable. Everyone is bouncing on others to finish off and take it and run. It is tapasa chiyate brahma. Do the tapas. Tapas is a must for sustaining your material. Even the material success, you have to work hard. To get my graduation, I had to work hard. It's a material success, you have to work hard. Spiritual success, para, you have to work even harder. Even harder, harder you have to work. Harder and work for that one. You will experience that one. Yes, sarvajna sarvavidyasya jnanamayam tapaha tasma deta brahmanama rupamannam cha jayate. It is one who understands everything. For him who knows all and understanding everything, whose austerity consists of knowledge, from him imperishable Brahma, and for him the name and form and food. One who understands this one, around that person there is samriddhi. That person who understands, we need both material and spiritual science. That person has the real knowledge. That person has, last week I talked about the second one, avidyaya mantare vartamana swayam dhira panditam manyamanaha janganyamana pariyanti mudaha ande naiva niyamana yatandaha. Last week I touched upon only people they say material science is enough. I see money, I smell money, I drink money. Only money matters. For them, they are like avidyaya. Their only possession, their only wealth is ignorance. they say nothing else is there. Make money hook or crook. Avidya antare vartamana. They think swayam dhiraha. They think themselves shrewd, highly intellect, and a shrewd business person. Swayam dhiraha and very knowledgeable person. And panditam manyamana. Janganyamana pariyanti mudaha. They move around in this world. Pariyanti, aimlessly they move around. Only holding the material science is the, they think ultimate science, making money is the ultimate. And this Upanishad says, mudha, ignorant people, the limited intellect. They lead people like ande naiva, niyamana yatandaha. One blind person leading the another blind. They are leading one blind, leading the other blind, and both of them fall into the pit. This Upanishad is very vocal. Yes, you need both, but not to settle only thing. Material science is the ultimate. You have to open your eyes to the higher possibilities. I gave the example of Abdul Kalam or Ramanujam, Einstein, and even our yoga. We have elevated. Learn that one. Otherwise, you are like a blind person. You are lost and you are misleading others also. Plavahyete adrida yajna rupa. I myself have boarded on a boat full of holes, and I am asking others also jump onto this boat. Without knowing, believing me, my flowery words, you jumped onto my boat, you get drowned along with me. That is the case it most. We don't know whom to follow. Everyone is flowery words. They are saying, get onto this boat. Get on this boat. I will take you across. It's a plavahyete adrida yajna rupa. Unstable boat. Jara mrityute punarava piyanti. They get onto this one, old age and death, and they come back again. They keep on going, boarding onto the boat with silly people. They board onto the boat without no stability, no stable captain. They avidyaya bahudha vartamana vayam kritartam itya bhi manyanti bhala. Yat karmano na pravedayanti ragat tena turakshina loka shyavante in kshina loka. They immersed in the ignorant ways flatter themselves, saying that we have made 1 million, 10 million purpose, because they do the work karma. They work so hard, weekend they work making money, and because of the attachment, they fall from the comfort living in the old age, fret with anxiety, stress, and even whatever, for example, I told last week also, country like Australia, it's a very few places in the world left, still safety, security is there, comfortable living is there. For us, this is like a heaven. They fall from heaven when we have come here because of some punya we have done. That is why we are here. When you are not utilizing, only utilizing for acquiring only the apara vidya, you will fall. And when your punya is gone, you will fall down into a dreadful place. Now, like Lebanon or Syria or Gaza or many African countries, it is not accidental we are here. It is by the God's grace. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Tetam Bhuktva Svargalokam Vishalam Kshine Punye Martya Lokam Vishanti Evam Trayi Dharma Anuprapannam Gata Gatam Kama Kama Labante. Going and coming. Going and coming, it's our Paraloka. This Upanishad says, aren't you tired of just coming and going? Elevate yourself to the place. You need not have to come back. That is, otherwise, only going and coming. Without any purpose, we are going and coming. And this Upanishad, in the second chapter, it talked up to here. If you work on only the material world, antavattu palam tesham, it's a limited benefit. But if you think about the highest, you will reap the highest. You won't be coming and going. That is the message from the second chapter. I will continue, if possible, next week. I will connect from India. If not, we will meet in the new year. Now, I will allocate a few minutes for you to reflect on the comments I mentioned. Repeat the Shanti Mantra. Om Bhadram Karne Vishnuyama Devaha.
Bhadram
Pashye Makshabirya Jatraha. Sireyangaihi Stushtuvan Swastanubihi. Vishema Devahitam Yadayuhu.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti.